our heart. That maybe in our worship, as sincere as we are, yet sometimes we fail to see the real power of God as great as it is among us. Now, when this vision came, which many of you perhaps all here have been meetings and sensations to see what takes place. And the reason I made that remark, sitting here this morning, you're just all the presence of the Lord. Taking a picture of it many times, that light. That is God. Because it brings forth the same nature, just like if a
tree, I was here in Arizona some time ago and found a
citrus fruit tree that I think had several different kinds of fruit on it. Maybe it was an orange tree and had a lemon and grapefruit growing on it. It'll grow in that tree. But Jesus said in St. John 5:16, I believe, I'm the vine, you're the branch. Well, now, if that branch brought forth, vine brought forth its first branch in it, there wrote a book of Acts behind that branch. If that true vine brings forth another branch, it'll write another book of Acts behind it. See, because now, if there's a branch, you can grasp what other systems do, and it'll live off the life of that tree. And I think today that many times in our not living our order is making, but we end it with a tyranny. You see, we do this and that all. But we'll end it with a comma. We'll do it with stuff like Donald Jones. I mean, it'll be different. The organization, but when you end it with a comma, it doesn't have to be added. And if the tree is going on, I think that the church really, any church organization, drives off the life of Christ. I believe that. Because it's something that's been grasped or added in there. If taking the power out of the laity and putting it up on a minister or a bishop or whatever it might be. Like in Revelation there, it says the seeds of the Nicolaitans, Nicholas, the overcome and slay a thief. I think in a meeting like this, it gives God a chance to work through laity. The power of God works in the land. Now, this was in 1933. I was still a missionary Baptist minister. And I'm 51 years old now. I've seen thousands of those visions and many of you years in the meeting. Now, I just call anyone and ask them whatever they want. And never say that you can answer them. It's easy. Now, we find out that the news in the church today. And like the power of the Holy Spirit to do in the church the way we take care of it. I hear a Baptist and my brother and so forth testify. We find assistance in the church, but what it is, it's another branch comes from out of that vine. If you watch it, it acts just like it is acts. Now the Holy Spirit will rise up among the people and speak different things. This morning I was going down to church. I didn't know what to call it. But I saw those things that was many years before the war with the Lord and such as a dictator now by the name of Mussolini. And his first invasion will be in Fort Belvoir. And he will go on with the but it comes in his strength. And everything that is broken together, I'm standing to these ladies tomorrow night and bring it all to the paper and do it. And show them how it comes to pass. Thank you.
Together and step together and have a
vines coming out of Christ's womb. The fruits of Pentecost alone to come together and be brothers. I don't care about the organization. They keep them if they wish to. That's all right. But don't just see that it appears. Put a hand out and get the other stuff out. See? Let's all come together. See? If I could see that happen, I'd say this as reverently as I know how. If I could see it happen this morning, I'd be willing to say, like Simeon of old, Lord, let thy servant depart in peace. Before his eyes were for mine eyes to see not salvation. And his power will have to come sooner, brother, because we will be forced together. You just remember that.